Partly sunny, high 92.
It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love me.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time? Any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. We have AJ in the cut. What's up, AJ?
Hey, I was listening to the song there. I thought I was the music doctor again.
You were jamming. You were jamming.
Yeah, was Dr. AJ back in those days.
That's right. That's right.
I thought we were going to spin some more tunes.
I bet the folks are like, what is Brandon up to today? But it well makes sense. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have Doug in the house as well. We have a special guest. But what's up, Doug? How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Welcome. Life is good. Life is good.
Good, good. Doug, introduce our guest today. We have a special guest into his house.
Yes, that's right. This is Dr. Drew Edwards, clinical neuroscientist. And yes.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
A real doctor.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, and specializes in addiction, and not that he's addicted, but and
I tried.
And behavioral medicine. But we just call him Dr. Drew for short, and he's an amazing hero in my life. And so thank you, Dr. Drew, for being here.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Welcome,
Brandon, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, my man.
Thank you, buddy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, on the Brandon Groover News Hour, we pride ourselves as being one of the last traditional American forums where we can have candid conversations. We also try to uplift and inform as opposed to division and scapegoating. Hmm. We condemn racism and socialism because they are dangerous. On today's show, we will discuss the role of traditional marriage in society. We will also talk about our divorce rate, which has surpassed 50%, and why it matters. Prior to the 1960s, when the world was created, the marriage rates in the United States were pretty stable for blacks and whites communities comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
As a joint unit, every generation of Americans managed to increase their standard of living, except when we hit the 1970s. Right? So I do believe that it takes a man and a woman together as a family unit to make happy generations that comes after. Right? I believe that in the 60s, we went kind of too crazy with the feminist movement. Am I saying that women should stay in the kitchen? No, I'm not saying that. But I think we went way overboard with this, I don't need a man. What's that analogy, Dr. Drew?
It was Gloria Steinem who said, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Mm. That was her famous quote. Mm. And she was a Playboy bunny at one point, right? Yeah.
She certainly changed as time went on, though, huh?
Evidently, yes. And she ended up getting married and kind of retracted a lot of her stuff.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because what I wanted to say, too, and this is further down in my notes, you know, when you're younger, in your college and high school years, I don't know about you all, but I was very, very liberal when I was in high school and college. But when you're not paying taxes, when you're not a business owner, it's easy to say how we should spend other people's money. And when, you know, it's like a lot of the baby boomers and the hippies, they are now the get off my grass conservatives. Get off my lawn. See, you know, because when you become older, you know, a lot of things. That, so what I believe is that a lot of this ideology came off of college campuses. But you have a lot of people who just haven't grown up and haven't really got into touch.
Well, we were being actually taught some liberal ideas. And, you know, and I think you're more idealistic at that age. And the doctor might chime in on that. But as you get older, you know, responsibility sets in.
It does. You know, they've we used to think there was childhood, adolescence, and adult, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you silly man. No.
No?
It's childhood, mm-hmm. you know, 0 to 12, mm-hmm. adolescence, 13 to 19, mm-hmm. emerging adulthood, mm-hmm. 20 to 29, mm-hmm. then adulthood. Mm-hmm. You know, just keep that in mind. 30 mm-hmm. years old. Mm-hmm. My grandfather worked full-time for the railroad at age 15.
Right.
Till he retired at age 66. Mm. That's all he did. He had to work because there wasn't all the benefits and things that we have now, and not that some of them weren't needed.
Right, right.
But he was a man.
Man with
15,
man.
16. He had to be. If he wasn't, he'd have starved.
Right.
Yeah. Now we've got this 10 years of what? Emerging adulthood?
Right.
What is that about?
Right, exactly.
Mine's still emerging.
No! And that correlates with the marriage age for men is at its all-time highest. It's over 29 years old for the first marriage. In the 80s, it was 22. Mm. And so it's like, why get married and commit when I can, you know, go out and do what I want to do? Mm-hmm. And then as men believe they're going to go out and party and sow their wild oats, and then there's this magic virgin waiting for them, magically 30, you know, who's just been waiting for him, you know? Mm-hmm. It's
Yeah, we do. We do progress later, and especially since the baby boomer movement. I think in the 20s, you're learning stuff and you think you know it all. Then by the time you're 30 or 31, you realize you didn't really know much of anything.
Your parents were smarter than you thought.
Right. That's right. And you know what's crazy too? And this is just a thought I just had. You know, we send all these kids through college. Like, what would you say, 60% of the high school kids go to college? I mean, I'm not saying finish, but I'm saying go.
Yeah.
But only 25% of Americans have bachelor's degrees. So it's like you're sending all these people to college when they could possibly be trying to start families, you know. So we got to really figure out this economy, because what we're doing is not working. And you're telling people, you know, you can't provide for a family until you're 29, and that's not, it's not working. You know, we're working against nature, and a lot of things. But we have a commercial break coming up in a hot minute. But the most important unit of society is the family unit. If you show me a society with a strong family unit, you've shown me a strong nation. The countries that are rising have strong, hardworking family units. Third and fourth generation Americans have turned inwardly and have delayed family formation. If you look at the Census Bureau that just came out, third and fourth generation Americans, largely African Americans and Anglo Americans, their numbers are dropping.
Sure.
Because they're not forming families. And, you know, we see the Hispanic groups that are emerging because they still get what the purpose, you're supposed to have children. But we'll talk about that on the marriage is important, but we'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
We've got more coming up here with Brandon Gruber, the doctor, and of course, Doug's here as well. Doug Wilder, all part of the Brandon Gruber News Hour today. If you have any questions, 904-831-0600. That's our number right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Be sure to give us a call. Get in the conversation. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at Frito-LayEmployment.com. That's Frito-LayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, welcome back, gang. So as we were saying before we went on break, you know, we had a census that just came out and showed that Anglo-Americans, you know, white Americans, black Americans, the numbers are dropping because our people have forgotten how to, I don't think we forgot how to do it, but like family formation, we've kind of gotten away from that, and that's very important. Like, our divorce rate is at a all-time high, 50%. There are more married households in the United States are now the minority, 47%.
Really?
47%, mm-hmm. and if that doesn't, like I said, I give it the analogy of a fish being out of water. You took a fish out of water and said, "Now go breathe." Go. Fish need water to breathe. Men and women are the way God made it. We're supposed to be man and woman married together. But I'm gonna hit a few statistics and bring the doc in. So societal basics, right? Society has basic needs. You need a population that increases. We need three workers for every retiree. That's how Social Security, Medicare mm-hmm. won't work if we don't have enough working young people to support the older people. You also need men since we don't need men, yes, you need men. You need men for national security. You need men for the military. You need men to build infrastructure. And also women, we need, in societies, women are normally those who pass culture on to their children. So we need mothers and transmit culture to children. Fathers in the role are normally enforcers and protectors. I have a lived experience. I grew up in Eastside Terrace Apartments. They're on the news. Out of 50 units, no lie, my grandmother was the only married woman in those apartment complexes. Married woman in the apartments. And guess what? You know, we have issues like typical families, but if you look at the incarceration rates, if you look at socioeconomic increases, our family is one of the, you know, we came out pretty decent, and it's because we had a grandfather in the home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had a patriarch figure in the home. All this stuff, you know, about the matriarch and women, you need men in home because boys are less likely to try their fathers. It's proven.
Sure.
But Doc, you want to jump in and say something?
Yeah, and there's some good data. And one of the things that struck me, mm-hmm. I do forensic work for the state of Florida in murder cases mm-hmm. where there's drugs and alcohol involved. I'm an expert witness. I've done a lot of these, and I've got to know these people. And I was looking up data. The number one predictor mm-hmm. for a male to be incarcerated for a violent crime
mm-hmm.
is being born to a never married woman.
Mm.
The number one predictor of being incarcerated for a violent crime, including murder, is being born to a never married woman.
Mm.
Race is not a factor in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a factor. It doesn't matter. And it's to your point, Brandon, mm-hmm. that the fathers aren't disposable. Families, the way they were designed, are irreducibly complex.
Right.
You can't remove a part of the family and expect it to function. Your analogy of a fish, take a fish out of beautiful, clean water, put him in a sewage, he's going to die slowly.
Right.
And that's what's happening to families, and a lot of kids are coming up.
Right.
The second thing that fits to what you were said before the break,
mm-hmm.
I was on the faculty of the Medical College of Georgia. We have grand rounds. Someone does research, comes and teaches the faculty what they've learned. Well, this is on childhood depression. And he gave this slide that stuck with me. In 1970, he said, we had to lock up in psychiatric units 60,000 kids in the United States of America. That was a population of 260 million. That's a small percentage.
Right.
In 20 years, in 1990, that jumped up to nearly 300,000 kids.
Wow.
60 to 300,000. My question is, what happened?
And those are just the kids that got help.
Those are the kids who got help. Yeah, they're out of control. They had to be put in a locked psychiatric unit.
Right.
Suicide, depression, violence.
Right.
And you look at, and I say, why? Was there a mental illness virus we didn't know about?
Right.
No. And then you look at what happened to families during that time.
Right.
We went from a divorce rate of under 10% in the 60s to now nearly 70%.
Right. Wow. Well, that's astounding.
Yeah.
That's astounding.
And there was something called no-fault divorce now. We didn't have
made
that
it too
before.
Easy.
So if you went to a judge before that, said, I want to get divorced. He said, do you have kids? He said, yes. You can't get divorced. You go to marital counseling for 6 months to come back and see me. And you know what? A lot of marriages got saved.
Right.
Not all of them. Some people got to get divorced.
Right, right.
But there was a different standard because we focused on what's best for the kids.
Absolutely.
A culture should be defined by how the weakest, most vulnerable members do.
Right.
And in our situation, we have 10-year-old girls killing themselves every day.
Right.
We're not doing well.
Right. Exactly. I agree. And you know something? And I see you, Marty. I'm coming to you. I was a grown married person before I realized what marriage was for. I thought marriage was a license to do, you know, what adults do. But I read the Bible, and it said that, whether you are a Christian or not, you can at least admit, or Jew, you can at least admit that those stories, you may not agree that they took place, but those stories have a lot of merit to them. A lot of truth, a lot of truth is in those stories. But the Bible says that that God created marriage not for a license to live together. It is to ensure you had decent offspring, decent children. And I didn't know that. Yeah, that's the purpose for marriage. And I just wanted to put that out there because we have this myth in our minds that we can just re-engineer nature, and we don't have any. There won't be any consequences, and that's just we're looking at what's happening. Look at the problems that the doctor made a good point. So we talk about like racial issues, like criminal justice issues. You just said on the air, if we simply had fathers in the home, kids won't even go before judges because they won't get involved with crime, pretty much, right? Yeah.
So if you take the argument that's being, put out there now, every kid in poverty should grow up in prison.
Right.
But they don't.
Right.
And so why? And there was a great book written by two Harvard guys called Crime and Human Nature. Hernstein was one of them. I forget the other. But they did a deep dive into these questions. They said in any community, a community that inculcates self-control in their children grow up fine. They inculcate self-control, meaning you learn how to control yourself. So when your brain is developed enough to make decisions, you can say, no, I won't do that.
Right.
And before that, you just say, no, I won't do that because my father will punish me or my mother will punish me. But you remove that barrier and there's no consequence for behavior, you can't inculcate self-control.
Absolutely.
Some women are single not by their own choice, right?
Right.
And we should look at single, unmarried mothers as a mission field.
Mm-hmm.
They need help.
Right.
They've got to do twice the amount of the work, and they get half the reward.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They don't get the benefit you're talking about. So kids just don't come up well unless they're inculcated with the idea, I need to learn how to control myself.
Right.
And not go against the law, natural or spiritual or legal.
Right, right. And that makes sense because my mother's a debutante. She's a debutante. She's a surreal Southern belle, beautiful lady. And she's a small lady. But, I would never try my mother because, number one, I had a father, grandfather, and she had a bunch of brothers. I wasn't afraid of the police. I was scared of them.
Yeah.
I would take my chance with JSO.
And everyone knew your family.
Right, you
couldn't get away with
it. Right, and my grandmother, oh my God, she had a mean but throwing stuff. But for your own good. But Marty, come on in.
First of all, I just want to say, BG, Brandon Groovy, you've outdone yourself.
Thank you, my brother.
Your guest tonight is somebody, the type of person I would expect to hear on NPR or whatever, so excellent. I wanted to ask your guest, to what extent, and you're on the money, to what extent do you feel that people are acting today as far, let's put it like this, between watching insulting, family insulting sitcoms on TV and in the commercials today, especially phone or cable TV commercials portray most adolescent girls as brain dead, as stupider than stupid. To what extent do you attribute people's wrong behavior to influence from either commercials or watching? And let me just make a parenthetical note that when I want to watch TV, I go on Roku and I watch a lot of old programs on YouTube before they invented cursing, before they invented blood when people got shot. And we watch a lot of good family programs. So if you could just answer that, to what extent people's behavior could be attributed to influenced by watching stupid commercials, insulting commercials, or insulting TV programs. For example, Doogie Howser. He was like 11 years old. I'll leave you alone, and thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marty. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, there's two parts to that question, and it's a very good question, and I thank you for it. First, it's the time. There have been studies that came out, the last one was probably 5 years ago, said how much time does a parent spend in a meaningful conversation with their child? And the answer is under 3 minutes per day. How was your day? Fine. What'd you learn? Much? No. And they ask these kind of closed-ended questions.
Right.
And 3 minutes a day. Well, then the question, getting to Marty's point, how many hours are kids plugged in to media per day? Mm-hmm. It's close to 12. Mm. Which message do you think's getting in there?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Control yourself or whatever the media is teaching you? And I'll guarantee you, the media isn't teaching you like your mother or father would teach you.
And, you know something? And I just thought of something. That's a good point you just made. That's really good. That's like who's influenced them the most? The social media and most of the behaviors that American culture is putting out there, like BET and MTV and VH1, is stuff that's going to, it's the pretty much the opposite of what you should be teaching your kids. But I want to say this here too. There's something called archetypes.
Yep.
So, you know, like women feel as if I'm a stay-at-home mother, if I don't work, this man is going to dog me out. Like men have been villainized. And I'm like, where are these men that are like, I'll give you an example. My grandmother had like 13 siblings, 5 brothers. If my grandfather couldn't just dominate her, even though she was a stay-at-home mother, you know, she had a mother, like that doesn't happen. Like you have domestic violence, but that's rare. Like I grew up watching married people all the time, and I'm telling you, I didn't see all of that, the archetype, that the boogeyman that is being put out there in this culture, that you know that teach girls, you don't need to depend on a man. First of all, if you have a well-off husband and he leaves you, he's going to be financially ruined. It's cheaper to keep him. So like I said, so a lot of this, like Marty asked the question, I believe like there are archetypes like Mr. in Color Purple. Are these mean figures that women begin to think actually exist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a boogeyman, that like this man, this crazy man. That's very rare.
And so we'll talk about the content, not the time, after we get back. And we'll talk a little bit about what you were bringing up, because it's excellent.
Okay, great. So guys, hang in there, everybody. We got a commercial break. Pepsi wants a shout out. So 904-831-0600 if you have anything you want to contribute to the show.
You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Our call-in number again, 904-831-0600.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden is pledging to Americans still trapped in Afghanistan, "We will get you home." Biden's comments at a White House news conference on Friday come as the U.S. government struggles to ramp up a massive airlift, clearing Americans and other foreigners and vulnerable Afghans, rescuing them from a Taliban takeover of the country. He said the commitment levels extend to Afghans who have assisted the U.S. in the long war. Biden is facing criticism from some at home for the chaotic and often violent scene outside the airport as crowds struggle to reach safety. Flights from Kabul Airport had stopped for several hours Friday before resuming. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 224 points, the Nasdaq rose 172, the S&P advanced 35. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Doctors in Jacksonville say they're running out of hospital beds for COVID patients. Baptist Health says they have twice as many COVID patients as they had during a surge in July of last year. The overwhelming majority of them are unvaccinated. Dr. Rogers Kane says it has been easier to convince older patients to get vaccinated than younger patients.
Even the 50 to 65 did pretty good in getting their vaccination. The more resistant ones are the ones under the age of 50.
Closure finally for the family of Leslie McCrae. They'd waited decades for an answer about who murdered the teenager on Christmas Eve in 1985. A Duval County grand jury indicted David Austin. He's currently serving a life sentence in Michigan for sex crimes. Austin charged with first-degree murder in the cold case killing of the 17-year-old. And a judge denied the motion to dismiss a lawsuit challenging the governor's school mask mandate ban. A three-day hearing is scheduled to begin Monday. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on I-10 westbound at Cassett Avenue on the west side. Also, there's a crash on I-10 westbound at Stockton Street, not too far from downtown. And there's an accident on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at US 1 New Kings Road. Mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers tonight, low 76. Saturday will start the weekend partly sunny, high 92.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you're considering a water system for your home or business, be sure you only work with licensed companies. A normal business license doesn't require any testing or experience. Licensed water companies have to go through educational classes and pass tests. We are licensed, insured, and have 30 years of serving Jacksonville. Affordable Water, 262-0197. Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Visit us online at affordablewaterjacks.com.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. He's pushed for a massive tax increase, and his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. Job Creators Network works hard to fight these attacks, and they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They will prepare you to be a leader for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now. That's joinjcn. They need you. America needs you.
Everybody have a good weekend, but Ed Dean and Roger Henderson will be back Monday morning beginning at 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB for the first time ever. Average amount of Real Clear Politics polls, Roger, shows that President Biden's approval rating is, for the first time this year, below 50%.
Approval ratings really don't matter that much unless it's an election year. We don't have one of those just yet. We'll see.
We'll talk more about this and the reasons why those numbers have dropped coming up Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio. WBOB.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, guys, welcome back. So I just thought of something. Check this out. You know that I Don't Need a Man crowd, the liberal champions? You know what? They're all married women. Think about this. Hillary Clinton is married to Bill. We know Bill kind of went off the road and, you know, she stayed with a man. Nancy Pelosi, married. Michelle Obama, married. Beyonce, she has a song called Independent Women. She's married to Jay-Z. And when she caught him cheating, she stayed dependent and stayed in her marriage. So what I'm saying is, we kind of said it earlier, that a lot of this stuff that would, that this is entertainment. And then you have politicians and entertainers. They are selling you what you want to hear. Everybody wants to beat down on the patriarchy. James Brown made that song, It's a Man's World, and men have been catching it ever since. But that's a nice song, by the way. But my point is, like, that's like when you, like, if you, just like we said, when you're young, you're very extremely liberal. When you get older, you kind of realize, you know what, redistribution of wealth sounds good. But when you have the money and they're redistributing from you, you're like, wait. You know? So I just thought about that. Like, a lot of these women are following these women, and these women are not practicing what they're preaching. These women are married.
It reminds me of my parents, and particularly my father, who said that the number one decision mm-hmm. that you're going to make mm-hmm. is the choice of a spouse.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I made that choice when I was 18. Of course, I skipped, what you call it, the emerging adulthood.
It didn't exist.
Yeah. I had a paper route at age 7 or 8.
Man,
so, but I don't think that I taught my children that the most important decision they'll make is choosing a spouse.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so, interesting.
Hmm. You know why, Doug? I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm just talking in general. I think that, you know, and not you per se, but I'm just mm-hmm. saying as a society, we kind of look down on those, on the silent generation. You know, not us yeah. as individuals, I'm saying as a culture. You know,
sure.
the housewife isn't really held in high esteem. You know, I'm saying by culture, by society.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Stepford wise.
Right. So we kind of.
It's a myth.
Yes, yeah. So we kind of thought, you know, that's old time, but we've learned that a lot of that old stuff worked.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense.
Yeah.
So our nature was, I mean, go back 1,000 years. Oh, go back to the country. You're in Boston. You're 20 years old. You want to go out to the new frontier in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you marry? Do you marry a metrosexual guy who's real kind and gentle, or do you marry the biggest badass you can find?
You need a manly man.
who says, no, honey, you go fight the bad guys. I'll feed the children.
Right.
No, the roles were pretty much necessary then.
Right.
And, you know, I heard someone say, you can legislate all day long that men's and women's nipples are equal, but only one will feed the kids.
Right.
Free. Good. Free food comes from mama,
right?
And people would, it was natural to do this as long as you could because it was free.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so understand that we're living in a time now where we have more abundance, more food, more things than we need.
Uh-huh.
So the idea is, well, I don't need a man or I don't need a woman. It goes both ways too.
Right.
And the truth is it's more than just bring on a paycheck and disciplining. It's together. A man and a woman can demonstrate the kind of love
right.
that kids should model.
Right,
it's
right.
unconditional.
Right.
And when we're young and we get married, we're marrying the person at that age, but we're promising to marry who that person will become.
Right.
Become sickness, health, whatever. And that's how life is. We need to know that someone esteems us more than others. And
right.
when that person leaves us or betrays us is causing PTSD now.
Right.
We are treating people who've been abandoned and betrayed because it doesn't work. It's not natural for us to live the way
right.
we're living.
Absolutely.
Now. And the suicide rate for kids is at all time high.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC had to add another high risk cohort, and that cohort is 10 to 14 year old girls.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I'd live to see the day when a 10 year old girl could wake up today and say, I can't find one reason to stay alive.
Something's
anymore.
Wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
And in all the data, the top five reasons of the kids who leave a note, divorce is in the top five. My parents are divorcing.
Mm.
You don't hear that.
Right.
You don't hear that. You hear all the evil about the men and
right.
race and
right.
all the unfairness and
right.
the victimhood.
Right.
And
right.
But the basic foundation that what brings people joy is not mm-hmm. what they have, it's mm-hmm. who they're with.
Right.
And kids who grew up with strong, loving parents do far better than any other kid.
I even read a statistic that showed that girls who have a close relationship with their father are less likely, they delay sexual activity way later.
They do.
So like all this stuff that we're trying to, you know, figure out, you know, government policies for sexual education, Just keep people married, and you want to worry about it. Get it for free. If you keep mother and father married and encourage marriage, you know. So and the thing is too, we live in a very selfish society now. Well, you know when times get rough, everybody just wants to head to the exit. And you have all these women now saying, you know, he doesn't make me happy. He doesn't make me happy. Does he beat you? No. Does he provide for you? Yes. But he doesn't make me happy. Well, how about this? I know a lot of women, because I deal a lot of elderly people, so I'm on the other end of life.
Right.
Like when hot girl summer is over, when you're old and gray, right? So I see a lot of women who chose to be single, who didn't really want a man over their children. You know, I have my son, and a lot of those women are sad today because their sons have 25-year jail sentences. They've died, been murdered. So my thing is this: you can't have it all. Life is about choices. Do you rather be bored to death and have a man who's providing for you, a man who's there in the home? Your kids go off to college, they're doing fine. Living hot girl summer, and then you know your sons are incarcerated. Now you're sad every day for the rest of your life.
Mm.
So like I said, all this lie that's out there. That I can have it all. You can't have it all. Life is about choices. So there's a myth. Like I said, there's a myth about the abusive man, right? Most women had five brothers and a father, so abuse and domestic violence. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of families, and I'm telling you, I've never saw a man jump on a woman that had 50 brothers. I've never seen it, unless he's like Megatron or something. Okay, so I want to point this out too. Liberalism taught that women should enter to the workforce. I have a little map here. I have a little graph here. I'm going to show it to you guys. And they said that women must have their own. She doesn't need a man. Let's examine this. By no means am I calling for women to be confined to the home front. I believe in liberty and freedom. I am opposed to demonization of men, and I oppose the view that the domesticated woman in the house is less than. So check this out, right? Because you hear young people often say that the housewife is like she's slaving for my father. Check this out. I have a statistic to show. From 1948 to 1973, productivity in the nation increased by 96.7%. That means that the efficiency of workers. A worker got 96% more done with, you know, technology, et cetera. And hourly pay went up 91.3%. If you go from 1973 to 2013, productivity went up 74%, but hourly pay went up 9.2%. You know why? Because the more you have of something, the less it's worth, right? When all those women went into the workforce, it just drove down wages for everybody. So think about it. You had one man who could take care of a whole family. Now you have two people working, and they can't make ends meet.
Oops. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of them, that was the reason that people needed a two-income household in order to survive.
Yep. So wages, like all commodities, are based on supply and demand. When women joined the workforce in droves in order to help their family, an oversupply of workers caused wages to stagnate. That is why, if you look at the American salary, it has declined. It hasn't went up. So like I said, two households working, some of them are still under the poverty line. So that was a trick to get you out the home.
Sure.
You know, it didn't help society. It didn't even help the women.
You know, the currency that is more valuable than money, though, is time.
Right.
You can never get time back. Once a kid is three, he will never be three again.
Right.
If a kid doesn't bond significantly with his parent, his mother, in the first 18 months, that kid will suffer his whole life from attachment anxiety.
Mm.
You have a window of 18 months for the child to bond.
Mm.
I'll explain the science of that later.
Okay, so on the other side of the commercial break, we're gonna hit some statistics on marriage. I'm gonna let Dr. Drew do what he does best. Let's run, AJ. Let's run.
All right. You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour. If you have any questions, we still have one more segment left here, about 15 minutes. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. The Brandon Groover News Hour continues on WBOB.
Fire!
Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back. So I'm gonna run through some statistics on why marriage is important. You know, we have a lot of issues in the United States, and we want to figure out what's the cause of this. You know, we have a lot of killings in this country that are going on. And the Democrats want to take away guns and all this stuff. I'll say this, put the father in the home and some of that, a lot of stuff will improve. Here are some statistics. Today, only 64% of children live in a home with two parents who are married, representing an all-time low. And this is from Pew Research Center. This is not a conservative think tank. This is Pew. Trend data shows a stark, steady decline since the 1960s when 88% of children live in married homes. In the black community today, it was 84% of black children that were in two-parent homes. Today it's 25%. So, you know, so if you want to know what's going to happen to all of America, just look at what's happening to our community, to the black community. Okay, so 15% of children today are living with parents who are remarried, and 7% are living with cohabitating parents, while 26% are living with one parent only. Check this out, the effect on family structure. A solid, intact family structure can have a significant positive impact on a child's present and future well-being and offers countless benefits for both adults and children. Children growing up in homes with two parents who have been married continuously are less likely to experience a wide range of problems: academic, social, emotional, cognitive, not only in the childhood, but later in adulthood as well. In two-parent families, for example, children typically have access to more economic and community resources because parents are able to pool their time, money, and energy. Children tend to be more of the focus of their home. Family intactness also have shown to have a consistent positive influence on earnings for prime age males, and one of the most important factors for females and children in determining an area's dependence on welfare programs. So it's a direct line of women and children that rely on government assistance. It's because the family structure is normally not intact. Research also shows that family intactness has beneficial influences on reducing out of wedlock births, increasing high school and college graduation rates, and even has long-term benefits such as higher employment rates. Children living with married parents are more often involved in community activities such as soccer or sports. They take part in academic pursuits in local schools and other academic institutions that can lead to college and eventual career. Family intactness increases high school and college graduation rates, as well as very high employment rates. Overall, intact families tend to be more stable. Parents tend to be more involved in children's lives and are more highly invested in children's success. I'm not about to read. There's like 60 of these things. I'll be reading that Jesus Christ comes back. But the point is that marriage has a huge... Marriage is a panacea. How we have the coronavirus, right? The Moderna and the Pfizer are like panaceas to COVID. Marriage is a panacea to the vast majority of the social and economic problems that ail America. President Reagan said, Morning in America. I'm saying it's time to get married in America. Dr. Drew, jump in.
This is, where do you start? I'll start with someone told me about being a parent. First of all, children never know how much their parents love them until they have a child.
Yep.
I called my mother and apologized 2 minutes after my son. I said, I'm so sorry. Didn't know you grew another heart every time a kid was born. And you know, Doug has got a tremendous marriage and wife, mm-hmm. and he's been a great example to lots of men. Someone told me, said, regarding daughters, I do, says, be the kind of man you want your daughter to marry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I love my daughters more than anything. I thought, that's a very high bar, because I know what goes in through the minds of young men, right? Mm-hmm. Be the kind of man you want your daughter to marry. Okay, that's the message.
That was actually my message to myself going through for decades now. I've said, when I'm trying to decide whether something is ethical or not, and I say, could I explain this to my daughter and feel good about it? And if not, not going to do it.
And she raves about what a great father you are.
That's sweet.
Yes.
Thank you.
Four more years.
So it's same thing with my son. Be the kind of man, because a son looks at his father and figures out what men are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't got a father, and you see who's the powerful person in your community, and he's not a good man.
A dope man.
Thank you. Or whatever. But the influence is that children want to be led by a powerful person, but a benevolent powerful person.
Right.
And they'll find that person who's powerful. And it isn't always good. Mm-hmm. And when they have a real problem, do you want them coming to that guy?
Right.
Or do you want them coming to you?
Right. Absolutely.
And when you're a parent, you love that kid enough to die for them.
That's right.
Without a thought.
That's right.
You would do it.
That's right.
And the dope man or whatever other powerful person who's just charismatic won't do that. And there's this deception out there, and a lot of the stuff that's cultural about how stupid fathers are and necessary, and how what marriage is a trap. It just isn't true. The data doesn't support that. Now, there are people there's good and evil, and people make bad choices and hurt people. And sometimes women got to get away from abuse. Mm-hmm. They do.
Right.
And men as well. It's funny that the adultery or the cheating has now equaled between men and women. Now. Women are cheating as much as men are. And that's because the society glorifies that. You look at the media and those kinds of, that of content. Yep. The woman who's 110 pounds is beating up 4 grown men and then making love with anyone she wants to with no consequences.
Sounds like Wonder Woman, the Amazons.
I liked her, though. She in the movie, she said, well, all that I've learned about how bad and good humans are, the one thing I know is love is the only thing that makes a difference. Kind of like what we talked about when we called Dr. King. He said, I love you. I refuse to hate you.
Amen.
I will never hate you.
Amen.
You can't make me hate you. Wouldn't that be refreshing to hear some of our leaders talk like that?
Absolutely. And that's what we try to do on the show. Like, we try to show that, like, at the end of the day, if you go back to the founding of this country, you had Hamilton and his plan. You had Thomas Jefferson and his plan. And those two ideologies created the Democrat and the Republican parties. So it doesn't mean that the other side is Satan or demonic or evil. They just have a different way of seeing things. And what we try to do is we try to say, okay, you know what? You know, they were all trying to do the best they could do at the time. And that's with all of us. Doug, you've been kind of quiet, so we're going to put you on the spot. What do you have to say?
Well, I'm thinking about what you said to the this is marriage is the panacea.
Yep.
And so if that's the case, and the panacea doesn't seems to have a pandemic where it's not working, at least in the United States. So I'm wondering, what is it that we could do? And maybe that's a subject for another show.
We talk like we're talking now. We have to push back on all of this. All these lies, because the thing is, you can't govern a country based on ideology. You have to govern a country like you govern a business. You govern your business based on math, based on revenue and expenses. You don't govern a business based upon, you know, who wants to get an award for, you know, best boss. You do what's best. And so what we have to do with marriage and all of the other things we talk about on this show. We have to be data-driven and tell the truth, because the media is not going to say this, because the media is all about sales and marketing. Women tend to be the biggest determiners of how money gets spent. So nobody's going to, you know, speak truth to women or to men. So we have to just take it for the team and just continue to speak out, and hopefully one plant of one water of, then God gets the increase.
Now, I like the way you're saying that, speaking out, and I think you're doing two things. One is you're speaking out, for instance, to your two daughters. Mm-hmm. You're speaking out to them, mm-hmm. and they will be raised with these values.
Right.
And then the other thing is that you're speaking out on the radio.
Right.
And now you're reaching many fathers and many
right.
mothers
right.
to say, reach out to your children and express the love and make sure that you're listening to more than, what did you say, Dr. Drew, 3 minutes a day?
Right.
Yeah. You know, there's a statistic nobody understands, that families who eat together
yes.
five nights per week
yep.
without media on.
We did that.
Mm-hmm. They do great.
Mm-hmm. Just yep.
in my house, we wouldn't say, how was your day? Fine. We'd say, tell me about your day.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get to eat until you tell me about
yep.
your day.
Right, right.
So we'd have this, it was kind of a joke, and they had to tell what was the best thing and the worst thing that happened. And we'd just engage. And it ended up being a really sweet time. Dinner
right.
and being together is just us. And then we talk about what are our family values? What do we stand for as a family?
Right.
What are we about as a family?
Right.
And we do let everyone talk. And,
right.
and they felt empowered and important.
Right.
You know, I mean, in the old days, the little girl had to get up and milk cows and collect eggs. We don't have to do that anymore.
Right.
But we have to give them something significantly they can contribute to the welfare of the family. Then they feel they're a part of something greater than themselves.
Right, right. And the thing about it, too, I like what you said earlier about girls normally pick the man they marry based on their father. So if we actively engage with our daughters, then they won't marry the Ike Turners of the world, or the O.J. Simpsons of the world, or the Zimmermans of the world. So another thing I wanted to say too.
Although sometimes it's hard to determine, because people are on their best behavior during the initial part of meeting someone, and that part doesn't come out. Maybe it could be a year later, could be 6 months,
sure.
right?
But
when people relax, they sometimes show their true selves.
Yep.
Plus, love is blind.
Yeah, but if you're not used to your father going upside your mother's head, and if that's a foreign action, you're not used to it, she's going to run like heck. She's going to put on those shoes and choom, be out of there. And we'll be surprised how people attract people. Hurt people normally attract hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dr. Drew, we got to bring you back.
I'd love it. This is my honor. And I'm my good friend, Doug. And Brandon, now you're my good friend.
That's so right. A friend of Doug is a friend of mine.
That's right.
All right. So, AJ, so we're going to bring Dr. Drew back. You want to come back next
Sounds
week?
Sounds great.
I'd love to.
All right. So, we're going to finish this. We're going to Mala, make America love again. Take that, Trump.
More love in the air. We need that.
Right, right, yes. right.
Doesn't just have to be on Valentine's
That's
Day,
right.
does it?
That's right.
That's right. 365.
That's
right. Fun.
That's right. And if you are, and women and men, if you have kids that are grown, share this knowledge with the younger generation. Catch you next week.
All right. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, gang.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.